It's time for Seminole Headlines featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, Managing Editor Ira Schofel, and Senior Writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, headliner questions coming your way in just a second. I'm Jeff. There's Ira and Corey, by the way. Saw Dr. Birch, Birch Orthodontics, sponsor of the show, and emphasized in this hour. Saw Dr. Birch yesterday. We had an emergency wire loose. Got me right in at 4:30 at the end of the day. Swung in there with Clark. Fixed it in 10 minutes. We had a long conversation about life and football. Right. It was great. Baseball was thrown in there as well. I was home by 5:15. Forget about it. Beautiful.
No, but other people can get that treatment too.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Probably the Jeff Cameron treatment.
Probably. I mean, I have a direct line. I called, said, "Doc, it's me. I'm on my way in." Okay, come on.
I'm in the parking lot.
Not everybody has that.
It's a separate phone line that they installed just for you.
Yeah.
Well, the three of us, even though Corey's maybe not included.
Well, she just likes to hang out.
Yeah.
The Schofels didn't call. We would just show up.
That's the way you do.
This is what we
need. That's a power play.
This is what we need.
You just walk through the door.
Make it happen.
I know I didn't call, and I see all the seats are filled, but.
But I'm here. Let's go.
It's me, so.
BirchOrthodontics.com is the website. If you or anybody in your family have orthodontic needs, you cannot get better service, better orthodontic work than Birch Orthodontics. And great community partners. She's constantly donating to schools, raising money for people. Huge FSU fan. We cannot endorse them strongly enough. Birch Orthodontics. She's the orthodontist to the stars. That's the stars of Tallahassee is what we like to call them.
Well, the stars' kids, right? Like,
right. Well, yeah,
not you guys. You haven't gone to her personally yet.
No, I should, but I have not.
I'm going to have to ask Matthew to fix this computer. We're good. We're live. We're all good. We'll find a way to continue. But every time I try to pull up something like Twitter to read a question or Facebook to look at the questions, this thing redirects me as if I'm trying to infiltrate some sort of code or setting.
We could try our hand at reading questions again. That went so well before.
Yeah, you guys are seamless.
I nailed it.
Yeah. I got one right here.
Yeah, go for it.
This is from Josh Diekman. Oh, I'm not supposed to give the last names, am I, on Facebook.
You already screwed this up.
Yeah, I did.
It'd be like,
why don't you give us his address?
He didn't post it. I need to click on his bio to see if I can get that. And like maybe kids or girlfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff loves him some Blake Nicholson and thinks he will be a starter soon, maybe getting some time this year. My question to you guys is, when was the last high motor or coach's son to start at FSU at linebacker?
What is there some code there?
I think there's some code there. Yeah. High motor linebacker would be
Jim Rat.
Would be
Darryl Bush
or Todd Rebol.
Both, yeah. Well, they were both good,
and they were both simultaneous.
Is that right? You got to go back that far
for a
high motor
coach on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good technique.
Yeah. Aaron Gresham
runs great routes.
Aaron Gresham doesn't count, right?
He
didn't play. Is it
Darryl Bush and Todd Rebol?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I ever tell you that for no reason at all, Todd Rebol is like my favorite linebacker, not named Marvin Jones?
Really?
I don't know why.
Well, he was pretty good.
There have been like nine guys that were better than Todd Rebol easily.
I think he's a guy. I remember when I talked to Henry Crockett about his time at Florida State, I think it was Todd Rebol. He said that he just could not believe how good he was as a freshman. Like when he came in, just like so smart. And just like
got it right away,
man. He said he raved about him.
Rebol was a good player, man. He was really, really good, and obviously Darryl Bush was as well. But that's interesting. I don't know. Blake Nicholson is a great athlete, though. Period. And we've moved on from those times where we have these codes. You know, no longer. You know, Josh Allen runs around.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know.
Josh Allen is going to get the Richardson kid a lot of money.
Yeah,
because they're projecting him to be
Josh
Allen type.
They're comps.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
Yeah, yeah. So big, strong.
You
ridiculous.
Could tell the story you told me at break.
So there was some.
Come on, do
there
it.
There was some chatter in the chat about Josh Griffiths, who we mentioned earlier in the show, and somebody said how good he was. So anyway, I looked him up because he's been to two different schools since he left Florida State. Maybe three different schools. I think he might have gone to a junior college, then he went to Jackson State, and now he went in the portal again.
He had four tackles last year at Jackson State.
Went somewhere else. But anyway, the point is, I searched in Twitter for Josh Griffiths and FSU just to see if I could find out where he ended up going to. And
Jeff's not listening to you.
I'm completely listening. This thing's broken. I'm trying to get to the questions.
There was an article, or there was the first thing that came up was a tweet from me in 2019 when Josh Griffiths signed with Florida State of Odell Higgins saying, "He reminds me of Bjorn Werner."
Oh.
Which was just funny because it's like
the comparison.
Yeah.
And who are they going to compare Cam Fryer to when he shows up next year as the wide receiver?
Matt Fryer?
Matt Fryer, yeah.
That'll be good.
They're not going to be like, oh, he kind of reminds me of Rashad
Green.
Nope. I'm going to answer questions because this thing has just.
So do I go back to asking?
You'll ask the Facebook questions.
Okay.
You go take it to Facebook, and we could just tag team this thing.
And
here
I'll
we
cheer
go.
You guys
sit
on.
Back. You ready? Alfred's decision regarding Leonard Hamilton and the basketball program will happen when and how will we know?
It already happened.
So
and you
back.
Know because I wrote a long story last week about Leonard's plans for the future.
Well, but that doesn't mean he may have had plans and they may have had other plans. I'm just
– Yeah, I wrote – remember I wrote that, meat story in June of last year.
Leonard Hamilton's staying at Florida
State. Yes, he is going to be the coach next year at Florida State.
Andrew writes, will there be any Ireland travel packages like the Notre Dame game? Yeah.
Yeah, they're already –
yeah,
they're
already
are.
Out there. Yeah.
I think they're going to be more expensive.
And they're going to be bountiful, though. I think there's like – there's – multi-city ones, not just Dublin, for example. There's the golf package that I know you could already do.
One, so FSU's putting out one. The website, I think, is Seminoles to Ireland.com, something like that. If you go to Seminoles.com, you can find it.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of other ones. I saw Dexter Carter tweeted one. He's endorsing one. If you follow him on Twitter, there's going to be plenty of packages.
Dexter Carter's got his own?
Well, he's like endorsing it for some travel agency.
Oh, okay. All right.
He said he and Charlie Ward are going to be there.
I feel like
the
we
Jeff
could be
Cameron
endorsers.
Package is already in play. I already grabbed four.
Are you playing golf?
I want to. I did not sign up for that package just yet. I'm going to kind of do my own independent golf.
Are we going to play golf?
Well, here's the thing. So remember when the AC kickoff was in Pinehurst?
Yeah,
and
I was there with you.
I didn't play golf because I felt like I was going to offend the course. I feel like the same thing with Ireland.
Pinehurst number 2 is no joke. You can't be out there.
Be out there for those
taking
sets of center search
and
party.
Stuff. Yeah, that's not good. In addition to basketball, if we also end up sacrificing baseball this year, does that equate to a playoff berth for sure for football?
Apparently, yeah. Everything's got to go into the tank for Florida State to be good at football again.
With the sacrifice of basketball. Oh, excuse me, another one. With the sacrifice of the basketball program to the football gods complete, have you guys booked tickets to the national championship game yet? People do equate these things, apparently. Facebook question. Go.
All right,
fire
here we
away,
go.
Baby.
This is from Logan. Corey, what Taylor Swift albums did you take with you on the cruise? I did not take one. Beyond the Nicholson commitment, we've been basically cheeks at linebacker. I've never said that phrase before. I feel good saying
it's
it.
It's fun saying it.
It's going to be the last time probably.
Nothing but cheeks, baby. We say it all the time.
Or buns.
Mm-hmm. Is buns good?
No,
buns is
buns
bad.
Buns is equivalent to cheeks.
Very similar.
We've been cheeks at linebacker for what feels like 8 to 9 years. Why have we been in such a rut when it comes to that position? Could you see them moving on from Randy Shannon if this continues for another cycle?
They're not cheeks anymore. They're not cheeks.
I mean, they're not.
They're not. They were cheeks. A few years ago.
They were cheeks 2 years ago. Last year they weren't cheeks, but it's not a strength of the team.
Right. Correct.
Now, we need to get a lot
of to other position groups, it's cheeks.
It's cheeks.
I don't know that it's cheeks.
I think it's cheeks.
It's not cheeks.
It's cheeks. Nicely done.
What's in cheeks? It's not cheeks, man.
I think it's cheeks.
It's all
they're
right.
Not bad. They're not bad at linebacker.
No,
but that's not how it works.
Well, I'm just
that's not how it works, man.
That
if
was
you're
the
on
premise.
A team,
hey, that was just the premise so I could say cheeks, Ira. Calm down.
Are you representing one of these two guys that are starting?
Yes.
What's going on here?
Are you an NIL deal with one of these guys?
Tatum Bethune's from Miami.
That's true, yep. Deloach, you've always had a soft spot for.
For Savannah.
But to answer the question, if they don't, they got Nicholson coming in.
And I like him. He's going to be a good player.
It has not been a strength of the team in the last decade.
All right,
and they have not crushed it on the trail.
Okay,
recruiting.
You're getting to my. You know, this is a thing of mine. My target last year was in the secondary. He's gone. They got to do better. We need to see a huge step up, and then we'll have this conversation. But yes, I would think that he's under a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, but also Randy Shannon's been on the staff for a year and a half.
Right, and so if they're not,
he's not the one that recruited this position.
Right, and I need to see.
And he is signing Blake Nicholson. Yeah, man.
All right. I'm not going to have the argument. He's okay.
He's not saying he's the only guy.
No,
right.
he's
definitely
he's
not.
He's coming to play.
Yeah.
That's his position.
Yeah, he is.
All right. I got another one, and then we'll go back to you. This is from Kevin O'Kelly, which is.
Oh,
God,
nice.
I keep saying the last name.
Would you stop already?
Kevin, you know who you are. Scratch that, Matthew.
Yeah.
Can we bleep that out? Can we go back and bleep that out? Which is the least likely to happen? Corey takes a plane to Ireland. Or Corey drinks an entire Guinness when he gets there.
Oh, you'll drink a Guinness.
I'll fly there. That's,
yeah, but you'll drink a Guinness once you get there. Yeah, you will. You're
going
to be at St. James Gate with us.
No, I don't like Guinness.
You're going
go
to go to the brewery.
I'm going
to
take the next 17 months to build up my taste.
Your
for
tolerance for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a tolerance. It's a low-alcohol beer.
But it's just gross.
It's
like drinking sludge.
You don't go from Michelob Ultra to drink Guinness.
Good God, you guys.
I'll drink vodka. They got vodka in Ireland?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Listen to me. Listen to me. When we go to St. James Gate, one of the oldest breweries around, right? And you get when you get to go through and see all of the history, and you go to the top and you get your complimentary Guinness, you're damn well going to drink it. I'm going to be standing next to you. And it's going to be outstanding.
I'll take a sip. You're I'll savor it like a fine wine. I'm not going to guzzle
the
thing.
Oh, my goodness.
What did they give at Busch Gardens back in the day? Was it like Busch Light?
You could get everything from Busch Light to a Budweiser to
Is Busch Gardens named after Busch, the beer?
Yes.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Is that y'all make
They literally used to give it when you walked in. They would
I've never been there.
Beer.
So it's named after the beer company?
Yeah.
I always wondered that. I was like, what's the deal with Busch's in Tampa?
Now, you were thinking, man, this is another risque place in Tampa.
No,
go figure.
Right next to Mons.
Another one. Just they're just out in the open with it, aren't they? And even kids go here.
Yeah.
I got to start them early
in Tampa.
You're building a national championship team using only running backs who have worn the number 3. Only one can be on the roster. Who's your choice between Leon Washington, Cam Akers, and Trey Benson?
I hate
based
that question.
Solely, by the way, based solely on their collegiate careers. Well, it's interesting.
I hate that question.
I do too, because my answer is going to be Leon Washington.
Mine's Cam Akers.
I understand
why. I would go Leon, Trey Benson, Cam Akers.
I agree. Cam Akers was really, really good behind an awful offensive line.
Yep. Trey Benson's also really, really good, and Leon Washington's really, really good. You're not going to fail either way. Leon Washington was a beast.
I just think Cam Akers behind this line.
Not good offense.
But that offensive line was good. He was running behind NFL dudes.
Like, he was incredible.
Cam Akers was – he had James Blackman at quarterback, and he had Abdul Bello blocking for him.
Come on, man.
I love Abdul.
Apparently not.
He's
you
my
take
guy.
Shots at
I love
on a
Abdul
weekly basis.
Like Ira does the linebackers.
So Michael says, was it a coincidence you all too busy last week to record on Pi Day?
Was it Pi Day?
It was Pi Day.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It was National Pi Day. Yeah, yeah.
I did not have any pie.
Well, you were on a boat, right?
Not Tuesday. Yeah, I was preparing myself. Mm. I was preparing myself. By the way, Blackjack is rigged. I hate that game. Hate it.
Not rigged.
Yeah, another news flash.
Yeah.
Along with Busch Gardens being named
after. It's supposed to be the best odds in the house, and it is,
it
technically.
Is.
I have blackjacked it, but it's rigged.
Do you know what you're doing?
Absolutely, I know what I'm doing.
I don't know that's true.
I've got a 10. I got a 6 and a 4. Dealer's showing a 6. Mm-hmm. What does Daddy do? Daddy's going to double down.
Yeah.
Because that's a bus card.
Yes, it is.
So I get an 8. 18's mm-hmm. nice. Dealer has a 6, flips over a 5, king, 21. Isn't this a fun game?
Hey.
No, it sucks.
You don't win every one of
them. It's all about volume.
How do you think you win? You've got to play over time.
You just have to have the bankroll to sit there.
Go sit down.
You have to withstand the
That's what I'm saying. You have to have the bankroll to sit there.
Yes.
We were at Harris together. You gambled for hours.
No, I know.
What is it you're missing here?
No, I get it. I just hate the game. I like Pie Gal. Pie Gal's a great game.
You lose slowly.
You do. You lose slowly.
You can lose quickly.
Okay, Marty wants to know, who are you all most excited to see on both sides of the ball for the spring game?
Hold on. So what's the what's the lowest limit or lowest?
Tim. No, in the afternoon they had a $3 blackjack.
Oh,
game.
What do we do?
That's what I was going to say. The problem, like at Hard Rock or something like that, is like if you go on
a $25
table.
On a Saturday night, it's a $25 minimum.
I can't sustain these hits.
They had $10 minimums. No, it wasn't about losing the money. It was really frustrating to keep losing on good hands, but hey. Credit to the dealers. They played great. They played great.
Sometimes you got to tip your cap.
You just got to tip your cap. They just do what they
When there was a play to be made.
They made that play.
They're like, oh, I got to have a 7-year. Well, look at that.
Look at that, man. Awesome. We all lost. Perfect.
You should do press conferences after playing a little blackjack.
You know, I felt like we did everything we were supposed to do there. We were prepared. We knew what to do. I can't ask for anything more. The guy just made a play.
Yeah.
Made a play. It was amazing. Had to have a 5 and a 4 and got both.
And the odds of that, I told him,
just keep playing. Just keep playing because it'll work out. But it didn't. It didn't.
Sometimes the blackjack gods just aren't smiling on you.
Just go drink some more.
Guys, we're most excited to see on both sides of the ball in the spring game.
Most excited. Oh, shoot.
Maybe Rodney Hill. See what he looks. Are they going to be tackling? That was a question on Facebook, too. Do we know the format of the spring game? Will it be like last year, I guess?
Well, it can't be like last year. Don't go double pick on two-point conversions.
I was going
to
say start out with two-point conversions.
No.
Don't tell anybody what's going on. Just starts with the ball at the 3. Why don't they just start with PATs? Just have a kicking contest. Just every 5 yards, go further and further back, and that's the kicking.
Although people would be interested to see a kicking
contest.
I know. It's a lot
more than two-point conversions.
Yeah. Start that way with the kicking. Hopefully it won't be
Rodney Hill. If they're tackling, I'd like to see Rodney Hill. I don't know that Trey Benson's going to get a ton of
carries.
Doesn't
need to.
Toa Feely probably won't. I want to see what Rodney Hill looks like behind that offensive
line. That is the interesting thing with
the format and how they play it, you're right. A lot of these veteran players that you're counting on to guide you to at least an 11-win season, I think most of us will be like, yeah, they don't need to play. We don't need to see them. You got a lot of guys competing for spots that need a chance to showcase their wares, right? Let them go at it. Let them go to war.
Yeah, I want to see the young receivers, Hakeem and Vandrevious.
I like them a lot.
Those are guys that I think it'll be fun to see what they can do. And I think they'll get a lot of opportunities because, again, you're not going to probably feature too many of the older guys. And then,
what about Winston Wright?
I still feel like they'll probably be slow with him.
You think so?
I mean, I just don't think you're going
to. Because I'm excited to see him. Curious there.
Yeah, and staying in the receivers, Williamson. What's he going to – can he have a big spring game that can catapult him into the type of player that he might just be? We'll see. He needs to be good these next 3 weeks or whatever. Is it 3 weeks left till the spring game? Yeah. But he's – I just think he has a chance to be the number two, and he needs to start playing like it.
Defensively, I just want to see more of the linebackers. Just more Tatum and Kalem.
True.
Kalem and Tatum.
I want them wrapped in bubble wrap. We don't have anybody behind them.
Oh, but their cheeks. But now you need them in bubble wrap.
So here's
but
the thing.
But their cheeks.
They are cheeks.
We've got to stop. We need a moratorium on cheeks. I don't think we're not the demographic to be using that, I don't think.
Tongue in cheek.
Okay. All right. Tongue in cheek. It's
tongue.
Is tongue good?
I'm letting you know.
Are the receivers tongue?
Have you ever had cow tongue?
No.
It's good, man.
I never have. Is it?
Oh, it's really good. It's kind of like corned beef. Tasty. You just got to block out the idea that it's tongue.
So you don't eat mayonnaise or all this other stuff, but cow tongue you're about.
Cow tongue is good.
Well, that's cheap.
What about Rocky Mountain oysters? You get after them?
That's more of a
Corey. You find a way to block it out?
More of a Corey.
I've never had them. I wouldn't say no to them, though. Just throwing that out there. If anybody sees me on the road, wants to buy me some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Corey, I've been waiting to meet you. Rocky Mountain oysters right here, buddy.
Sweet.
Let's go. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment. You don't have to play the music because I got to tell the fine folks about the fact that the NFL season has come to an end. Yes, it has, in case you didn't notice. But at MyBookie, the opportunities don't win or to win don't stop. Get it together. Whether you bet to earn or make the games more exciting, MyBookie gives you the most for your money with a redesigned deposit bonus. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code WARCHANT to claim a bonus of up to $2,000. Use the promo code WARCHANT to get a deposit bonus that gives you extra funds to play with all the way up to $2,000. With MyBookie, bet on the NBA, NHL, UFC, or play for the share of the big cash prizes in the weekly online blackjack tournaments. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schoffel, and Corey Clark.
Helps if you have your mic on. All right, let's get back to questions. Do you want to go Facebook?
You go first.
Is that computer down for the count? It's dead? DOA?
It's been troubling, but it's working. We got it back up and running. It's been problematic. Frustrating, to say the least. All right, here we go. This is somebody wondering.
I got it. I got it.
Okay, here we go.
Christian John. That's his middle name.
Again,
I didn't go with the last name.
With this.
Didn't go with the last name.
All right.
So it's just Christian. CJ. Mm-hmm. I call him CJ. SEC owns football. Now they dominate basketball. Is this a one-year blip, or are we seeing the spillover from football money and becoming a basketball
conference? Yeah, it's same for baseball, by the way. They have the best baseball programs in America, too.
Yes, by a wide margin.
Oh, and their facilities are second to none. This is what happens when the money gap is as
they
large
can't spend
as
it all on football.
But they're spending the money that they're going to be making in the future.
Yeah.
Like Florida State has coaches that have had to turn down offers. I think Lonnie Alameda, it's been well documented. SEC schools have come after Lonnie Alameda like every year because they have
more money to spend than they know what to do.
Softball's not a revenue sport necessarily, but they don't care. They've got money to spend. And that's going back to the very reason Florida State is doing everything they can to get out of this deal with the ACC is because that's the horizon.
Well, that's why Mike Alford said what he said. Yeah. We can't compete if the status quo.
And it's not just about
something
football.
Something has to change.
It's everything, yeah.
Oh, and it will get worse and worse. You'll be angrier and angrier by the year. The evidence will be overwhelming. It started a couple years ago with baseball. I started getting frustrated. You know, you guys know I've ridiculed the dump that is Dick Houser.
It's improving.
They've done a much better job of putting lipstick on it. But the thing, and they've highlighted their successes, which is something they needed to do because
I don't
this has
like
been,
lipstick. Do women still wear a lot of lipstick, or is it more
depends
of a lip
on the
gloss?
Woman, man. And some women pull it off; others don't need to wear it
at
all.
I've never been a fan. I like lip gloss more, I think, but some of it's just it's off-putting. And people kept asking me, Corey, what is your take on lipstick? And I finally was able to give you.
Well, you
guys.
Got a chance. This was your moment. This is probably the one chance you're going to get.
5 years.
And it's not just for women anymore.
There you go.
Good point.
But what I would tell you, by the way, that is that when we watch, if you flip around and you catch a college baseball game, I love baseball. So if I see a baseball game on and it's compelling two ranked teams, I'll watch for a while, even if it's not Florida State. And every time I'm struck by the facilities. I'm like, well, look at that. That's a damn palace compared to what we're playing in.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. And I know it's frustrating even within the ACC. Florida State fell way behind. So, yeah, that all has to change or we're in deep trouble. And, yes, you'll see it in every sport. It's happened in basketball now, and it'll continue to happen. ACC's got – can you imagine if you are an ACC honk, you're a diehard, you wave the flag, and you look out there at this sorry sap of teams, this collective group that played basketball this year. Like North Carolina preseason supposed to go to the championship.
They make the tournament.
Terrible. Miami's holding the
flag. Disappointing year, North Carolina basketball or Florida State basketball?
North Carolina.
Yep.
North Carolina.
Relative
expectations. Players across the board. Yeah.
They all came back.
Sir Stuart Wallace writes, I think Travis Jay at safety this year may remind us of what we got from Brendan Gant last year at safety. I'd love to see it. P.S. Jeff, I hope you remember to turn on the damn mics this episode. Get it together, buddy.
Well we've had other issues.
That's not my fault. I'm not in charge of the computer. Now, I will say this. We're all rooting for Travis Jay. I don't know if it'll be that way, but it was a good comp because Brendan Gant did surprise us last year. I thought he played pretty good football, and I gave him zero chance of.
And he's a guy that I thought when they moved him to linebacker last spring, I thought, okay, well, Brendan Gant's going to be somewhere else.
He'll be transferred
by
soon.
The fall. But he stuck it out, man, and he contributed.
Played. Yeah, a real contributor there late. Yeah, for sure. Rob writes, Aaron Go Brah, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Is that, what
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Just yeah. Is that an Irish thing?
Yes, it is.
It is.
How was your St. Patrick's Day? Couldn't top mine. After 20 days being monitored in the hospital, my wife and I welcomed our second wee lass into the world that day. Both mother and child are home and excelling.
Congratulations.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
Rob, I'm not going to say your last name. I'm not going to blow up your spot. But Rob is
like you have everybody else.
Like everybody else. Yeah, you avoided it. Quick question. I've heard of the big boy members of the ACC maybe playing the lesser schools, in essence, guaranteeing them their revenue of the stupid grant of rights to get their vote to break up the conference. Is this true and or feasible?
Playing
quite,
them? What?
I don't. Or paying them.
I bet that's paying.
Paying, yeah. The glasses.
Oh,
they're
oh.
foggy and I don't have a way to
I had
wipe
a feeling
them.
It was paying.
You yeah, probably paying. Don't need them to read that, though.
You're right. I don't. But I look so good with them that I have to keep them on.
Man,
but,
they're, yeah, look.
So with the big boy, would Florida State and Clemson pay Wake Forest and Syracuse some sort of fee?
Right.
To get them to vote. I mean,
there's,
hey,
look,
every
man, there's
tire
a lot
needs
of,
greasing,
yeah,
though, right?
Well, there's a lot of scenarios people want to see happen. Whether or not they happen, we'll have to see. I mean, the schools, it's part of it's going to depend on what options they have in whatever league they go to if the ACC completely breaks up. Is the Big 12 an option? Is there a way for them to make, you know, they're not going to agree to some sum of money if it means losing
yes.
what they get in the ACC
right.
long-term. So, I mean, yeah, man, there's a lot of things that are discussions that are happening. I don't know if there's anything imminent along those lines. I mean, I think the best case is going to be ESPN is going to have to at some point come to the realization that it's in their best interest to make this happen. Whatever is going to be happen. I think they're going to have to be a part of it. I think Florida State and Clemson and a couple of these schools bailing on ESPN and the ACC is probably the least likely scenario. But I think ESPN may play ball. I mean, I think that may be where it goes.
So some things have to fall in place first is what you read, is what you hear, right? I mean, we don't know specifics necessarily. If everybody did, we would be able to talk about this more directly. But you get a sense that Notre Dame situation's got to get figured out first. Mm-hmm. So, like, the network's fighting here, right? So Fox and ESPN, Big Ten, SEC, right? What happens to Notre Dame? So when that domino falls, let's say Notre Dame goes to the Big Ten, and you know the Big Ten's going to push Notre Dame to join the Big Ten. They're going to say, hey, look, man, you're going to be left out here. I know you value your independence. And right now Notre Dame's telling the Big Ten, go to hell, we don't need you. But you will, if this becomes two super conferences and both agree not to schedule your ass, then what are you going to do? Because USC and UCLA and maybe some others are going to the Big Ten, and all of a sudden some of these traditional rivals won't play you. Michigan won't play you. USC won't
play
you. Why would
they?
Then what are you going to do?
And why would Michigan? If they're in the Big Ten making $82 million a year, they don't need the Notre Dame money. They don't need the home-and-home with Notre Dame.
So they could be forced into having to do what they haven't wanted to do. So that domino falls. Well, now the SEC's got a counter. They got to figure out, okay, well, that's a big deal.
And there's also, yeah, other, you know, Oregon and Washington can end up going to the Big Ten. We still don't know what's going to happen with the Pac-12. I mean, yeah, so there's a lot of variables here. My point was, if there's a specific scenario you're hearing about is a possibility, I just don't think they're there yet. I think there's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
And all of them, when Florida State, it's like, you know, when you do the those games, like in a, not a coloring book, but those things where you draw, like, the, you have to pick the right path.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get out of the maze or whatever. Like, Florida State, the only paths they want are getting out of this ACC. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to, revenue sharing and all that's like a stopgap. Anything that doesn't involve staying in the ACC is what they're looking for. So they're looking at a lot of different options. That may be one of them.
And what's funny is that when you think about the ACC, how many of the schools right now, this is how bad the conference is, wouldn't have an obvious landing spot. Like, who's going to be clamoring to get Boston College or Pitt? Not many,
Pitt's
right?
Pitt's got a better chance, but you're
but
right.
Not much. No. Georgia Tech. Who's Wake Forest. Nobody's racing for that. Quite honestly, Duke. Because Duke brings nothing to the sport that matters the most. Now, they have the cachet in an important sport.
But we've seen it's not as important as you think.
And it is dwindling. Like, this March Madness, maybe it's because I was on a cruise. But I don't think – you don't know the players anymore. College basketball continues to lose relevance.
I ripped it all year long. The sport has suffered. Also, by the way, lowest shooting percentage from beyond the arc in the history of the tournament. Lowest one through two rounds.
Yeah.
31%. It's awful.
Thanks a lot, Steph. Well, you got all these 6'9 guys won't play with their back to the basket anymore. They got to chuck up 30 footers.
Painful. Some of the headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schoffel, and Corey Clark.
Pressure's on Corey Clark to keep it rolling. Twitter questions, I've rolled through them.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true.
I'll do some research.
Please do. Please do.
Okay, well.
Some of your Twitter questions just turned out to be observations, not questions.
I'm not going
to
have you disparaging.
I'm not disparaging any. I haven't.
All right, here we go. This is from Brian Jennings. Again, Jennings, the middle name. So, I won't give the last name. I know it's early, but should we be concerned about this baseball team not making the tournament this season? Could our 44 consecutive seasons in a row in the postseason come to an end? We just got waxed by UCF in the midweek and lost 2 of 3 to a bad BC team. Although BC's not bad. It's just BC. Now we've got UF and 3 at UVA. Panic button, ? Thanks for all that you guys do, and yay.
Sausage.
How did that sound? It doesn't sound as emphatic coming out of my mouth, does it?
You don't have the gusto, but it's okay. I know
I don't
that
have the
your
gravitas.
Your heart is in the right place.
I'm trying.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not worried about them making the tournament. They're going to make the tournament because they're going to play better at the end of the year than they're playing now. However, they are going to, at some point this year, be 500 or sub 500, and people are
I think that might be the end of this week.
People are about to jump off a ship.
Yeah, if you're in danger of panicking about baseball in March, this next 8 days is going to be tough for you.
It's going to be hard because you're probably going to be sub 500.
Yeah,
in this week, and so if you're sub 500 this week, you're right, Corey. The record goes south, and all of a sudden people think it's over, but it's not. It's not over. I'm here to tell you, calm the hell down. Calm the hell down.
I just want them to make the ACC tournament at this point,
buddy. What are you doing?
Trying to be that guy. I want to be proven wrong.
I am pragmatic. I'm a realist. If I thought they were in real trouble, I'd say. But again, I think a lot of it has to do with what were your expectations to start the year? What did you think they'd be? I think we collectively said they'd be a team that makes the tournament. I'm sticking by that.
I think there's a good, decent chance they're going
to
make the tournament.
Florida.
I was getting worried.
I'm a little concerned.
That's the most worried
I was out there all weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Let me get one of these Twitter questions that Jeff ignored.
All right, go ahead.
From Jason.
Well, I don't understand what's going on. So now we're doing this.
They're done.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
They're done.
Jason says, good afternoon, gentlemen. Will our improved pass rush allow Adam Fuller to call a more aggressive cover scheme to put pressure on opponents' short and intermediate passing game? Have to think it will be more difficult for teams to throw deep simply for lack of time.
This must have been recently added.
No, man, it was 13 hours ago.
I'm not even seeing this question on here.
Sorry.
This thing is blocking your questions.
How about we answer the question? Did you hear it? You want me to read it again?
I'll answer it. Don't worry about him. It's
Corey,
just
what do you think?
And I doing a show right now. Turn towards me.
Oh!
I found some more questions.
Look at this.
No, I'll explain. Yeah. I'll explain in a moment. But go ahead.
I do think the improved pass rush will help. I don't know that he's going to call a more aggressive scheme. But maybe there'll be some worse throws over the middle because the guy's getting wrecked as soon as he's throwing the ball. And that's where Tatum Bethune takes one to the house.
Or our man
Travis J.
Hey, let's hope.
What is interesting though is I think last year they had to blitz a lot because they couldn't get pressure. They couldn't count on getting pressure with their front four.
Not with five out, not out or not.
Yeah,
healthy,
if it wasn't coming from reverse and sometimes Peyton. So they had to be more aggressive in terms of blitzing.
Correct.
So you normally would think that's more aggressive, but you can be kind of aggressive in terms of like different schemes and coverages and confusing quarterbacks. And I think because you feel like you can get more from the front four, maybe you could be a little bit more complex on the back end, which could result in some turnovers because certainly didn't see a lot of turnovers last year.
Yeah, seven interceptions.
I'm excited about the amount of different fronts they can roll out there and the kind of confusion that can provide and sliding guys around to different spots and taking advantage of matchups. I think they will be able to do that. I got a Twitter question. I found one. Gentlemen, when FSU unveils the Mickey Andrews statue over the Mickey Andrews practice fields,
right,
should the pose be him yelling at a DB, him yelling at a referee, or him yelling at Chris Ricks?
Or Jimbo.
I love it.
Probably yelling at Chris Ricks would be really funny.
Ricks would like that because that would mean he'd have to be in the statue.
Yeah, maybe you don't see the name. It's just the jersey number. Yeah, but hopefully that'll happen one day, but I would say it's trending not in that direction if I had to guess from the last – how long has Mickey been gone? 15 years?
I mean, he's not dead.
Gone from the program.
Yeah, okay, let's not –
sorry, he's not dead. He's still alive.
I just saw Mickey recently.
Yeah.
He's also – Mickey has got to be from the, like, Irish descendants in Alabama.
Yeah.
I know he grew up in Alabama, but there's probably some Irish descendants there.
There is.
It's the Mickey name.
They're all over. Savannah, you name them.
Maybe something tied into the Ireland game.
You unveil the statue.
The statue over there.
You put it in front of their stadium in Dublin. Perfect. That would be a perfect Florida State.
And then they
build another Dunlap statue while we're all gone in Ireland.
Oh, man.
It's perfect.
Burke writes, the last super hyped FSU team that hadn't actually won anything was in 1988, preseason number one. Will Odell Higgins explain to the team the dangers of recording boastful rap TikToks over the next 5 months?
That's a good point. Yeah, Odell was front and center for the Seminole rap. But you would say that team ended up number two in the country. They just started with a tough game. At Miami to start the season wasn't a great way to start that season. And they did not perform well in that game.
No. It's one thing to have a tough start to the season, another to get
Imagine
if we were doing headlines that week.
Ooh.
We'd have been calling for everybody's job. Ferguson's terrible. Play the Willis kid.
That was frustrating.
Sammy needs to be Dexter Carter.
Was there sports talk radio in Tallahassee back then?
88?
You did the story
I wasn't here in 88.
There might have been Tom Block wouldn't have been around.
No, he wouldn't. No.
I don't think it started till the early 90s.
Yeah.
And it would be like one day a week. How crazy is that it took people that long to figure out dum-dums like us wanted to talk about sports a lot?
So it's funny because
or listen to people talk about sports.
Because I remember Jim Crosby being on. I remember even for a short stint, Lee Bowen being on.
Did Lee Bowen do like a talk show?
He did briefly. He was terrible.
He was great. I loved him as a play by play.
He was a great play by play announcer, and I miss him. He was a great guy and gave me my start, but he was awful at hosting a show. That's why they needed people, and they went out and got him. It was interesting. Yeah, it was sort of hodgepodge for a while there.
Yeah,
I remember. But I remember listening to Rick Ballew, and I remember listening to Tom Block, and I remember actually approaching those gentlemen about getting into the business.
Over beers at O'Halloran's.
There was Halligan's is where you're. Yeah, Tom Block and I had many a beer at Halligan's discussing broadcasting life and everything in between. But yeah. Golly, that was a long time ago. Can we go ahead and expect a Seminole Headlines live from Dublin? This is from Gil. Some register sausage and Guinness for all who attend. I'm down with that.
Let's make it happen.
There's no shortage of wonderful pubs by which we could host the Seminole Headlines broadcast.
We need to somehow have like the Dublin Chamber of Commerce sponsor it somehow, get us all over there. Because think of all the people we're going to bring. A Seminole Headlines crew. I mean, are you kidding me?
That would be a lot of fun. As somebody who's spent a little time in Dublin, I can tell you I can think of like at least five or six places where I went.
You know, the only thing I'm concerned about a little bit is, and I'm not usually too worried about what people think about me. I'm kind of I'm fine with whatever you want to think about me. But I feel like we'll be judged. I feel like college football fans coming over.
Oh, man, they just had Nebraska there. What are you talking about?
So that
about?
Helps.
Yes,
that helps.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, they had a great time. They had a great time, by the way.
Because I might judge some of the people we see at Disney World.
I feel like the Irish people have a lot in common with rabid college football fans. I think there's some shared DNA there in how they go about living their life. I think they would appreciate the passion that we college football fans bring
sports
to the
fans
game.
In general. Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. And they are the kindest of people. I firsthand, everywhere we went, every county I went in, they were very welcoming.
So they're not going to judge us. Cuz I was prepared to say, "Look guys, we're not NC State."
Right. Like, yeah. We're not going to be my piss bombs on you. None of that nonsense.
It could be a lot worse. Is I want you to know, we're not NC State, we're not Auburn. Like, there's some other place that would be worse.
You just threw Auburn in there. Huh?
Yeah, Auburn in there. Yeah, Auburn's the NC State of Alabama.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it a little shaky at Auburn?
Well, come on, man. It's Auburn.
It's the SEC.
Yeah, exactly
right. You
can
just say the SEC.
All right. Hey, you want another Facebook?
Yeah, sure.
Nathaniel Hornblower. I can't say that last name because I don't think it's his real one.
It's not. That's a playoff of the Beastie Boys and something MCA did.
Have you guys heard any whispers as to a potentially significant increase in pace this year, like offensive pace? At least until we get up big on some lesser teams. It seems like our personnel, deep in trenches and skill-like with a veteran QB, finally suggests we should, at times, really lay on the gas to bury many of these lesser teams. P.S. Iron Jeff, are your significant others now proudly peddling shirtless thirst trap pics of you two on social media, or is that just Sweet Pea?
Just Sweet Pea.
So I saw what Stephanie did there. She was
future
able to
Mio sponsor.
She was able to fulfill your wish.
The whole reason they went on the cruise was so that they could put out a picture
of
reason for the trip.
Then she did it next
within 6 minutes of them getting there.
But it's a new picture. I was like, Jesus.
They hadn't even left the port.
But
they're
sailing like
through grass.
I'm not even trying. I don't even care if she's taking pictures.
Yeah, you
know what I mean?
Know.
I'm just hanging out.
Oh, you're going to do the picture thing?
Are you going to post that?
Yeah, what's going on?
You don't have to post that.
They're boarding the boat. And Corey's ripping off his shirt. Get the camera. Here's the background.
Post it. But whatever.
So by the way, after we all knew what was going on there and made fun of it, then the more it happened, the better it got for me because I was like, somebody's going to bring this up, and it just happened. By the way, right after that, there is this Seminole Wagers, right? Are you guys just going to let Corey have a pass on the spray tan?
Oh, no.
So, and there's lots of these. No, we've sat in judgment. Believe me, we have sat in judgment.
And I know
all
I'm
along.
Being judged. Yeah. I'm not proud of it, but I mean, it's who I am now. It's who I've become. And I mean, I'm gonna, I guess I'll lean into it.
Mm.
What if I got like a – so if you looked at me without a shirt on, mm-hmm. and guys, you can. It's on the internet now.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Everyone could.
It doesn't look like an obvious spray tan. It just – it was a dust. It was a light dusting. But what if I got a crazy spray tan?
Go
like
for
a,
it, buddy. Go
like
for
a,
it.
Like
and
dark,
get a wig while you're at
dark
it.
Brown.
Yeah.
I think
in a wig.
It, yeah. In a wig,
a
yeah.
A wig, dark brown. Try to be 26. I know.
Calf
your
implants.
Aching heart needs it.
What's up with the whack PlayStation? What's up? It's so whack. It's PlayStation.
Oh, are you going to start saying this is mid?
No, I'm going to say this is whack.
Going back even further than
going
buddy.
Back to when I actually was 26.
Oh, my goodness. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Fire away, Corey.
Oh, man, you got to warn me.
This
I thought
guy's
you
not
found,
ready.
I thought you found the
I
Twitter
did.
Question.
I did. All right. So I got another one here. No,
real
no.
quick, Zyler asks, and this is, and I'm going to read it because this is in the chat.
Yeah.
Because it was the question I had to Corey and Stephanie. He asked, does a spray tan protect you from getting sunburn? That was my question. And Stephanie's like, oh, no, he still has to put on SPF 1000.
Yeah.
It's just.
That's what we need. You need, if it protected you from sunburn,
if it did something that
we wouldn't make fun of you. Because that,
yeah,
that
you
makes
would.
Sense.
Of course
well,
you would.
Not as much. But it doesn't do anything for you.
The cool part, Jeff, because I don't think you guys know spray tan
it's
culture
specifically
like I do.
Only for
it's cosmetic.
Appearance.
Only. Solely,
there's nothing.
It's only for cosmetics.
Yeah.
And again, I was ghostly white, so I
you were
I
doing
feel,
it for everybody else.
I was
it's
doing
okay.
it for other people. Yeah. It was
what a sacrifice.
It's magnanimous of me. But it was an in-home spray tan. She came to my house and did it, but Stephanie was there because I guess it would be kind of it could get kind of creepy and awkward.
Oh, I thought
with
you
a,
meant Stephanie. Did
no,
that
no,
for
the
you.
Person came over
oh,
and did
yeah.
it. She puts me in like a shower curtain that's like what Daniel LaRusso wore as a Halloween costume.
Right.
And you get rat, and then she just sprayed me with sparkly stuff. It's slimy and kind of gross.
Sparkly.
A little sparkly. And then it was some of it came off in like 8 hours. And then you can see
like
the picture on the internet.
You're getting ready to dance at Mons.
Did you wear a thong too, Corey?
I wore.
As a means of sacrificing?
I put on shorts that I thought were Stephanie shorts because you have to wear something small shorts.
Get a question.
No, but I don't. My shorts go down to my knees. You've seen me in shorts. That would defeat the purpose.
Proper place for shorts.
I had to wear shorts to get the tan. So I had, but I couldn't wear underwear.
On the beach or on the boat. Did you wear normal shorts?
Oh, I thought you meant for the spray
tan. No.
Yes, I did. I wore shorts. Yeah, you're right. I didn't wear a Speedo. So why did I have to wear?
I was gonna say
Stephanie's daughter's Lululemon tennis shorts to get a spray tan. All right, we've talked about this enough. What's the next question?
So now I think I have exhausted.
Oh boy,
I really do.
Oh my
this
mean,
whole show.
Yeah, right. No, I'm telling you, I feel like I've exhausted them now. One you already read. There was a lot.
All right, I got one from Brett. He says, how surprised are you to find out that Rich Little is still alive? He is 84 years old.
Is he still doing impersonations?
Probably. Everybody he does an impersonation of, I can promise you,
is dead. Yeah.
I turned 39 on Sunday. This is Brett, not me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish.
We all wish we were turning 39, yeah.
I usually get prime rib on my birthday, but I'm hoping to get some birthday sausage as well.
Hey, what?
Okay,
whoa.
Brett, it's all fine. Right.
Hey,
I mean,
man.
It's fine.
Cool.
Register
it's
sausage,
era.
Of course. Keep up the good work. So that was just Brett
all right,
chiming
Brett,
in.
Appreciate that. Happy birthday in advance, buddy. I know
happy
we'll forget
birthday.
On Friday. Steve writes, greetings, gentlemen. What is more important, a strong defense or hitting? Would you sit Nander?
Oh, he's talking about baseball.
Yeah.
So I would sit Nander. He'd never see the field again. And then in terms of – and he might hit, but he would never see the field as a defender again. And then in terms of what's more important?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, and this is – Corey and I were talking about this before. Like, part of the problem with their defense – the defense was bad last year. The defense has been bad for a long time. This
too
is not
long.
A new
too
phenomenon.
Long.
The problem now is they don't strike anybody out. So you could kind of hide it when 17 outs, when you're getting 15 to 17 outs on strikeouts.
That's 5 innings of the ball not being put in play. You only got a field for 4 innings a game.
It was riveting to watch.
It was.
It sucked to watch, yeah. But watching this ain't a whole lot better.
No, but I always feel like you have a fighting.
You got a
healthy,
chance.
You got a chance to win 11 to 10.
You got a chance to field that ball.
Well, with Nander out there, you don't. So I would sit him. But they've got to get guys in the positions they're supposed to be.
Nander could play first. He's just putting his foot on the bag and catching a thrown ball.
Well, we don't have a true first baseman.
That's what I'm saying. Sean, another baseball question. Right, elite headliner, Sean. Knows baseball has lost 5 of the last 6. I strongly believe this is due to lack of pitching depth and development of pitchers by previous regime.
Mm.
What say you?
Well, I think some of your best pitchers vacated the premises. That hurt.
Yeah, one in particular.
Yeah.
Well, and a couple of good arms.
Yeah,
in the bullpen.
You lost some arms, man.
Yeah.
That's just not easily replaceable.
And they didn't crush it in the portal. Like, maybe they could have. It's Florida State. Maybe you go out and get somebody besides just the kid from Wake Forest that turns out not to be great. Maybe that's next year, though. Maybe that's coming next year. He's getting
so
it all
So, by the
up.
Way, Steve was the one who wanted to know if you were in a gang, what's up with all the hand gestures?
Mm.
So, he's not in a gang.
I don't have any tattoos. Maybe that's the next step, Ira. We could get matching tattoos in Ireland.
You going to wait till Ireland?
Yeah. Yeah. Get an Irish flag or like a House of Pain tattoo. They're Irish. They're straight Irish,
those guys.
I was
thinking you're going to go with like a little shamrock.
No, a House of Pain tattoo.
There you go. Everlast. Just get the Everlast tattoo.
Yeah. He's pure Irish.
Hey, what genre is he singing now?
No, I think he's still bluesy.
Swing
now.
Dancing.
He's still pretty much bluesy.
Blues.
Yeah. He can actually play the guitar. Hey, read another one, buddy. We're done. I definitely exhausted all the Twitter
questions.
Aren't
we done as a show?
We are. We're
okay.
Minutes away.
Yeah,
we're about 2 minutes away from saying goodbye to everybody. Maybe not even.
People are thankful.
Yeah.
No, it's been good.
It's been a good show,
hey,
man.
Listen,
we take a week off.
At the end of the day.
Colin in the chat says, me and Patrick Watkins were on this Independence cruise with Corey this weekend. Where does he rank? He's saying Patrick Watkins was on the cruise?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't see Pat Watkins.
Several people were. Somebody said earlier.
A guy named Eric that was on the cruise that was a big fan of the show as well. He saw me, not to brag, but he saw me coming out of the fitness center.
Yeah.
It stopped in his heart, glistening, with my
stopped
shirt
his
off.
Heart?
Oh, yeah.
Stopped in his track, sorry. It's like, Corey Clark? And then he told me how a big fan he was of the show.
There
so that was
go.
Neat.
Yeah.
That was neat. We sat with some people from Tallahassee that did not know who I was at the hibachi dinner, too. So it was, there were a lot
hibachi.
Of Knowles fans. It was good. Really good. They're all comics. They're all jokesters.
Jokesters.
If you're telling the truth, Colin, if Pat Watkins was really, he was a nice player, man. I like Pat Watkins.
I thought Pat good Watkins guy. Underachieved and had a better pro career.
But he, you know.
I actually thought he had a better pro
nice
career
player.
Than I thought.
And
he
where
would
does
have.
He rank as an all-time safety at Florida State? That was kind of the question. I wouldn't say
not that high.
Probably not the top three, as he suggested.
No. Yeah. He's a good player. Nice player. I mean, he had all the measurables, right? He made no sense to be that long, and that's – yeah, he had everything.
Local kid, too, right?
Yeah, I think he's coaching in high schools now, too.
Always frustrated me a little bit. I thought he could have been better. That's not a shot. I mean, I would have loved to have had an ounce of his athleticism.
That was the run where Lincoln had every year two 6'4 dudes.
Coach Wilson over there at Lincoln dominated the era, man.
Coach Wilson's been out of practice a few times.
Coach Wilson was one of the nicest people to me when I broke into the business. I went over there to interview him and interviewed several high school coaches, and he welcomed me in. I sat down and had like a 2-hour conversation with him about football. It was awesome.
His daughter worked at Capital State Bank, and we used to do some stuff with them as
I know Brooke.
But there, as far as, I mean, like this, you know, this spring, we're going back out there today, wrap it up.
On our way right now, on our way.
They'll be practicing this afternoon, practice Thursday, scrimmage on Saturday. It's a big week, man. We'll have a lot more to talk about next Tuesday.
So think about this. We got practice today. They're in full pads. Afterwards, Florida State, Florida. When Florida State wins that game, everybody will settle down about
That's
not
right.
making the postseason. Mm. It's going to be all right. That's a big win tonight for Florida State. Five runs or more, they're going to boat race Florida. And then, like Iris said, we got another practice on Thursday and then a scrimmage Saturday. Right. Loaded with stuff. Warchant.com, Warchant TV. Forget about it. You're going to want to read all this. You got to do it. Got to do it. For Corey Clark, Iris Schaffel, for Director Matthew, I'm Jeff. Peace, everybody. Be well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again real soon.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.